We're live from the D.C. Bar CLE Institute in Washington, D.C. on Technology and the Law, presented by Witham Advisors and Accountants. Joining me is Matthew Ferrante. He is head of cyber at Witham and a former U.S. Secret Service agent. Thanks for joining us, Matthew.
Thank you.
We just listened at 11 o'clock to the special counsel talk about his report, and specifically at the end, he said, I'll close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. That allegation deserves the attention of every American. From what you know about cybersecurity, what can be done to safeguard our elections? And is there anything that you can do as an American to prevent yourself from being taken by different election hacking or social media accounts?
Sure, thank you. There's definitely the effort by foreign actors to interfere with elections as well as to hack into our systems. I think every American needs to be, one, aware of the threat, that the threat is real, and to be aware of the information that they're reading may not be accurate as far as securing systems, their own email systems, as well as ensuring that politicians are securing their systems is going to be critical to the integrity of our systems later on.
What can you do to secure your clients from cyber attacks? Because, you know, we hear every week about a different intrusion, and systems that seem to be built to withstand intrusion, still they're hacked into. Is there any foolproof system?
There is systems to reduce risk. The reality of the situation is that security is unfortunately an afterthought, and people wait for the impacts to occur. Unfortunately, America is traditionally fixed on failure. They wait for the impacts to happen before they fix them. So we have to be at the forefront of security, integrate that into our IT systems to ensure the integrity of our data.
And what should the average American do?
The average American needs to be aware of the threats. The average American needs to embrace change in technology, embrace security as a culture, because your information has value. And once that information leaves your environment, there's going to be long-term impacts.
You know, some people may feel, because I feel this, that there's so many different intrusions into your privacy. There's so much data being shared with other people. You know, what's the point of protecting this password or that when it seems like, for example, Facebook can share your information with other people? I mean, how do you really protect yourself from when there's so much information and data about yourself that's out there?
Correct. Well, as former Secret Service agent, I remember the public being afraid that it's the government that is intruding on the public's information. But the reality is it's the corporations. But it's the average American that's given their data away freely and signing away their rights to that data. Europe, working in Europe for over 2 years, I work for Barclays, they seem to have a little bit more of a grasp on data privacy or data privacy, as they would call it. And here as Americans, we willingly give that up, and it's important that we educate, including the youth, that don't give away that data so freely, and then holding the companies accountable that abuse the privacy of our data.
So when you log on to almost any website, you get a box that says, I agree to terms and conditions. And if you don't check that, you don't get access to the website. And if you do check it, I doubt that anyone is going to read the amount of information in the small letters that comes up. So is there any option besides saying, I agree?
There isn't any options other than, I know that there's a push to simplify those type of agreements where it'd be available to read in layman's terms. Unfortunately, we're not there yet, but my take is you don't give that data out. I don't check that box, and I don't sign up.
You don't?
I do not.
Wow. So how do you get on some of the, or you don't get on those websites? Or you have secret ways to get on the websites?
I don't. If I want to get on it and I use some of the accounts, some of the data I will utilize. I understand the risk because I do forensic technology. I understand what's embedded in code and what's in different files that I share. So I understand the risk. So I'm very selective about what information I do share and what information I would put on my mobile devices.
Now, as far as passwords, and it seems that more and more sites are requiring more complicated passwords, Do those really protect you? A complicated password, a different password for each site?
They absolutely do. I mean, the best thing to do is to adopt a password management system. There's various ones that are out there. And I actually have literally thousands of passwords, and each one is unique and they're random.
So how do you get them? Do you have something that spits out a password?
Correct. It's automatically generated, randomized, and it'll use the maximum that a website will take. Sometimes they're 47 characters, upper lower case, and they're literally impossible
wow.
to crack.
All right. And finally, we have just about a minute here. What would you suggest to corporations? What's the best practice for them in this era of cyber intrusions?
Trust but verify. They have to trust that they're adopting an appropriate security platform. Everyone says that they're client-oriented, but in reality they're not. Are they really looking out for their clients and consumer-type data? And there has to be accountability. And I think some of that is occurring when C-class executives are let go in the aftermath of a major data breach. And it's not just about the data loss that I want to reiterate. It's also about the availability of that data and the integrity of data. So you're having data not just being lost, but you're having data basically being blocked from being accessed, and some of those could be critical records as well.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. That's Matthew Ferrante. He is a former U.S. Secret Service agent, and he is head of cyber at Withum. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the beginning of the first trial in the United States of opioid manufacturers. It's happening in Oklahoma, and we'll be talking about the strategies and the impacts to come. We're live from the DC Bar CLE Institute in Washington, DC on Technology and the Law, presented by Withum Advisors and Accountants.